Virgo sun signs and Virgo rising signs, this is your Numinous Taroscope for April 2019, and I am Bess Matassa. Virgo, let's consider for a moment where you've been. March was all about that ignition switch. It was about you carrying that Ace of Wands, rediscovering your own heat, and learning to navigate by the light of your own soul, regardless of kind of the results in the external world or how you felt things were adding up. No strategy, all of that kind of sensation of really being open to receive, re-receive, and return to your own hot-blooded core. And in the month of April, the card that I've drawn for you is the Eight of Cups. And I just want you to take a moment, you might even draw on a piece of paper the number eight, and just really relax your hand into the sensation of that swirl. The number eight is a swirling number. It's a number of continuous connection, of transformation. Lay it on its side, tilt it any way you want to, but really imagine that your body in the month of April is actually going through that curvature. And the Eight of Cups is a kind of release. It's a kind of release of an entrenched emotional pattern. In this Suit of Cups, which is all about how we share our hearts, how we relate to our inner channel, and the image that's coming through for me for you is as simple as kind of a night swim, really kind of dipping into your own waters, but as you're doing so, you have to remove something. You know, you might be in kind of clunkier clothing or thicker clothing, and to facilitate going into these waters, you have to remove it. You have to slip out of the jeans, you have to slip off the robe, whatever is sort of covering you from the immediacy of that emotional experience. And I don't want to frighten you. This isn't about anything leaving you that's not, you're not ready to depart from as well. It's literally rearview mirror energy. It's that energy of you're already departing at night from something, from some sort of habit pattern. It doesn't need to be as dramatic as quitting your job or blowing apart a relationship or any of the kinds of traditional ways that sometimes we see loss, as quite literally loss. This is that kind of swirl of energy that comes when we step away, when we create a little bit of a space between ourselves and an emotional pattern or a habit or a way of being in the world that is also ready to slip away from us, literally. And so this month of April is really about loosening your hold around that. And I guarantee you that your hold, whatever the hold is, it's a hold that's not coming from a soul. It's not a soul hold. The soul does not hold in that way. And that you're really ready to slip out of the skin into something that actually comes closer to your skin, closer to where you want to move, how you want to move through the world. And you can do it, doesn't need to be without grief. You know, if there's sorrow associated with it, let yourself feel that. But there can also be enormous ease in this month in the way that you release from these kinds of patterns. And I'm wishing you an expansive month of April, and I will speak with you in May.